Wade.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello.
To the Eden Gathering podcast.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know this, but you're an idiot.
I did notice.
And this is the
panel. I did get a message today inviting me on here and calling me an idiot.
Great. Because that was
my introduction.
What we're here to do. So Wade, well, let me introduce you.
Okay.
Let me introduce you about what I know about you. Then you can tell me if I'm right.
I'm going to judge you. Judge you hard.
So Wade.
Yes.
Wade Curran. Wade Sean Curran?
No.
No, I just guessed that.
It's my dad's name.
That. Yeah, I know. That's why I just guessed it. That's why I
terrible it guess.
Born in South Africa?
No.
Born in the UK?
Where?
I wasn't there. Southampton?
No.
Where?
Cambridge.
Born in Cambridge Hospital?
Yes.
Moved to South Africa when you were 5?
No.
Right. Help me out a bit.
I mean, Wade, you're making this way more difficult than it needs to be.
I just like to hear people guess.
Moved back for secondary school here?
I moved to England. No, I was born in England and I moved to South Africa when I was like 2 or 3. I think I came back when I was 6.
Uh-huh.
Moved back when I was 13.
Uh-huh.
Came back when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't left since. I'm still here.
Nice. Well,
for now.
Good to have you. You play electric guitar.
I do.
For the Forge Community Church
yes,
Band.
Yes, I do.
Not and a little bit of bass guitar, which you are just such a hero for stepping up.
That's okay.
You bring joy and laughter to every occasion.
I'm glad.
You pronounce your T's, which
I
always
do
gets
my T's.
Me. Like every time. Do you notice it? You ain't spoken to Wade that much, have you, Alex?
Yeah, I have.
But we
did work together.
Yeah, I know.
We went to London together.
But have you noticed like how he says T?
Yeah, no, I noticed that. Yeah.
Like.
As soon as I did the mic check, I'm like, yep.
Yeah, he taught.
You're saying
he
that I can speak English correctly.
You talk properly, but I don't know. Is that like your nan's influence? Does she like clip you around the ear every time?
No. Maybe. A little bit.
Where'd you get your proper talk from?
Just learning English, really. I know people from Suffolk, like, don't really...
Well, I'm not from Suffolk.
Well,
so
okay.
Offend me.
None
fine.
Of us are. Like,
okay.
All...
No, there's no suffocators on this podcast.
It's a bit of a weird, like, alien
but we're
race.
We're all exiled to here. This is the Babylon. we are the Jews.
I mean, you are.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Wade, welcome to the podcast. You listen
Thank
to
you.
The Eden Gathering podcast.
I do, yeah.
But it's your first time on it.
This is my first time on
Great.
it.
And when did you get the text to be on it?
What, 2 hours ago?
No, oh, please. Yeah.
Dreams
Sam,
can come true.
Sam, we love you
to
for organising this podcast.
It might have been earlier, but yeah. I was at work, so I only got to see it about 2 hours ago. Mm.
Okay. Sam, we love you, but it'd be good to organise this podcast more than 2 hours in advance. Bearing in mind, we started podcasting 2 hours ago, another podcast, so it's been arranged since we've been started.
Yeah.
And I'm here with producer Alex, who's been given a microphone.
Yay.
Not feeling enthusiastic about it today.
No.
This could be a bit of a weird podcast because I've just taken a tablet from a doctor. Fully.
Ben isn't
because I'm ill. But it's super drowsy, man. Like, I'm feeling.
You do look like you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah. Mm. So if you hear a snore, I don't know, like my brain's not really working. Alex doesn't want to be here.
Don't make it sound that bad.
Wade is here and great. And I just
Wade
think
is the only one who's really enthusiastic to be on this podcast.
I did lose my voice a few days ago, so I've still kind of got that.
So we're just a trifecta of just
You sound a bit
messes.
Like Johnny Vegas, yeah.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not. No, so you're like a Johnny Vegas that pronounces his T's.
Okay.
So this is the panel of idiots. We got a theme tune for this?
No,
we've
tried several times.
Wade's musical.
Okay.
Can I
point out both of you are musical?
Sorry, can you pause?
Yeah, I can pause. I can put a note in.
Sorry.
I can put a note in while Ben moves the thing. Do you you want me to sort it out?
No, I can sort it out, but okay. I know you don't like me touching it. Is that the wrong way?
No, it is. It's just the noise, it's hilarious. It's like a creaky door at a haunted house.
Might just leave this in. It's too high.
Can I just say that my mic is perfect?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna take credit for that because I did an amazing job.
Can't believe yes. I have to move my own mic stand nowadays.
Oh, flipping heck. Can't get the help nowadays, can you?
Where's your assistant?
I don't know why this is weird. It's because now I've got to look at yous as well.
Ah, right, yeah.
Anyway, so we're on the panel of idiots.
Yes.
Alex and Wade.
Yay.
One of us is completely off our face on drugs.
Yep. I mean, that's like most of the podcast.
Oh, no, theme tunes. That's what I was saying. Theme tunes. Wade.
Yeah.
I would like you to sing theme tune for panel of idiots, and I will lay down a beat.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I screwed up.
No. Oh, I was so ready. Yeah. We're in the office. We are the panel of idiotus.
That didn't rhyme at all.
Idiotus. I see what you were trying
office
to do
idiotus.
There.
Idiotus.
Office. Office. What rhymes with office?
Nothing. Office?
I don't know.
I hope the dust doesn't make us cough us.
No.
Wow. Okay, this is taking a turn.
So, today we're talking about expectations.
Yeah.
Versus reality.
And
the expectation of that song was high, and the reality was it exceeded all expectations. And actually, I'll kick off the topic.
Yep.
Because I've been thinking about this in the 10 minutes that Sam sent it over.
Thank you, Sam.
I was actually thinking you could help me out with this.
Okay.
Because Wade works at an establishment, which we are not sponsored by. We're allowed to say the establishment?
I think we already had. I thought we already had.
Oh, yeah. Did we all talk about that?
Yeah, you work at McDonald's.
Wade works at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And
copyright.
I remember, right?
TM.
The McRib being advertised.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And I remember, like, the first time. Because I remember it being on Simpsons. Like, the crusty...
Oh, what's it called?
What's
the Ribwich.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ribwich, yeah.
The Ribwich. And I was like, man, if that was a real thing, I'd really go for that.
Yeah.
And then McDonald's launched, like, a couple of years ago, like, the McRib.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, ribs are one of my favourite foods.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it's McRib and it's going to be... Expectation was high. Reality was...
Yeah.
That is not a good sandwich. It's no, not a good enough. Sandwich.
Is it above or below Filet-O-Fish?
I've never, ever, ever had that.
I've never had it.
Never,
but it looks horrendous.
So do you come home smelling a fish?
Not really. Just grease and oil and
I used to come home
chicken.
Smelling a fish. I used to work in Marks and Spencer's and used to have to fill the fish aisle.
Oh
yeah,
it was at least it's fish.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was Marks and Spencer's fish. It's the time between the smelling fish. The difference between the time between being in the ocean and being on the shelf is probably fairly minimal compared to the fillet fish. Because I got told I was in Denver once, and I think it was with Tim Warnock, and we were at a Irish pub, and I ordered fish and chips, and like the person. I think it was Bex Drake who was working out there at the time. She turned to me and just went, probably not the best decision because like Denver is fairly central in the country.
Yeah.
So the distance that this fish has taken is
I've got a rule that I won't eat fish and chips unless I can see the sea.
Oh, that's a fair shout.
That's quite a good rule.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that like the fish and chips I'm eating is probably from Norway or something like that. I did that's just a rule for me. So, like, if we have like fish and chips in the office, I'll have like sausage and chips. I won't have like fish and chips. Fish and chips should only be eaten within sight of the sea.
No, that's fair enough.
I don't know how you feel about this, but it's kind of a pet peeve of mine when people tell me they're going to go get fish and chips and they come back with a battered sausage.
Yeah, fair enough. I can see where your point
is. Nothing against a battered sausage.
Yeah,
but don't say you're getting fish and chips.
Yeah,
so I would say I'm going to the shippy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough.
I get a battered sausage as well, so. I'm in that camp.
What, even if you're at the sea?
No, it depends on the place. To be fair, I only go to one place nowadays, and that's the one in Stockton.
It's fantastic.
And it is very,
like,
very good. Highly recommended.
Screw sponsorship from McDonald's.
Yeah.
If we could get sponsorship. Is it just called Stockton Fish and Chips?
I think it is just Stockton Fish and Chips.
It
used to be called
there.
Cracknells, but I can't remember why.
It's absolutely fantastic. They do the beef dripping, don't they?
Mm.
It is. They always treat us well in there.
That's good.
They treat us well in there. We go in there. Relatively often.
Well, tell them about yours and Tim Warnock's little ritual.
Oh, mate, it's just like Friday.
Mm.
I mean, it's literally in the name, isn't it? Fry day.
Oh, very good.
So you've got on a Friday on by having fry.
Very good.
Fried food.
What do you have?
Well, we don't go every week.
Do you not?
No,
every 2 weeks.
We go normally on payday Friday.
Okay.
Like, so once a month, but then like normally once other time, so every other week.
Much better.
But like, we've got this thing of like, we can't really eat fish and chips or like anything else. Sorry, Wade, to offend you.
Why would that
offend me? Fish and chips. Like, we can't really eat it with other people now.
Why?
It's like a bit offensive because like we're buddies. You know, like Thunder Buddies in Ted?
Yeah.
Me and Tim are like battered sausage and chip buddies.
You've started like a suicide pact with
Tim,
but it's just like, fried food.
Yeah, man. Like, you just got those mates that you can't. I don't know. Like,
it makes
like
the rest of us in the office feel very special.
No, but we will extend the invitation.
Yeah, out of a courtesy, but not because you want us.
We'll put it on the old Forge WhatsApp.
Yeah,
sometimes, but
I'm not in that.
No.
No, so I'm not invited.
You're not. So what are some expectations versus reality? When have your expectations been exceeded or broken?
With
anything
this podcast.
Better than a muck rib? Oh.
No.
What your expectation? You were gonna walk into a recording studio with proper recording microphones, and it's just me and Alex sat on a sofa.
Yeah.
One of us is trying to stay awake.
There's a reason we don't film this, is because no one wants to watch what happens here.
It's ugly.
It is really weird being here, honestly, because like I'm so used to listening to the podcast while I'm walking to work, and it's like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm like half asleep.
Yeah.
And I just hear Alex giggling in my ears.
Alex now, giggling.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's constant.
Chortle.
But it's amazing. But now I'm hearing it in person.
Yeah. We have a genuine fan on the podcast. Like before, we've had people. Well, we had Rory last week who had never listened to it at all.
He didn't even know Ben. He walked in. He was like, "Oh, Ben, I didn't know you were going to be here."
Really?
He didn't know he hosted the podcast, so he just knew nothing about it. And then we've also had other people who have listened to like most of the episodes, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you know, I love it." And then we say one thing, and they're like, "Oh, I don't know anything about that." Like, or they're really surprised that we ask them a certain question.
Yeah.
But we have a genuine fan. That's good.
And I have to, I listen to the whole thing, like, because they can get quite long, like 40 minutes, an hour sometimes. But
maybe that's our South Africa demographic.
Oh yeah, we just know one. One person that listens in South Africa.
Yeah,
I can tell you.
Or 1%. It's 1%.
Could be your dad.
Could be. It's not.
I actually do a good South African accent.
No, okay.
You told me it's not that bad.
Finally,
I've heard it being better.
Yes, I'm not in the zone right now.
I know you're half asleep.
But I can get there.
Finally, the glass has been shattered by a genuine South African knight.
I don't even have a South African accent, but I can still tell that it's not.
You talk like the Queen.
South African accent.
Can you do a South African accent?
No, I can't. I can't do any accents. I can do mine. My accent and that.
No,
my
what is your accent?
Thing is, you should have.
I don't
know. You're
English.
You're from Cornwall, aren't you?
So
you
should. Cornwall.
You should have an accent there.
No, I'm from Devon, but I don't.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Pretty much.
I don't have any accent. No, I. To be fair, my.
You should be like that, shouldn't you? Like that. Is
pretty
that
much.
Talk?
Yeah. I think it was Michael McIntyre that said like, it goes all like farmer at one end, and then it's posh in the middle, and then it's farmer on the other end. And so it's pretty much the same as here, with a few differences. But yeah, no, I've never really had that. I think it's partly down to the fact that my parents were like radio journalists at the time, so I took their accent rather than like my mates' accents.
Radio
at the time.
Journalists,
yeah, but TV, fancy. Radio, and like newspaper when newspapers were a thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
what were they on? Anything good?
My mum like hosted a Saturday morning TV show at one point.
So
that was a very long time ago. That
Your
was
mum
like,
was on telly?
Yeah, a very, very long time ago. This was like when she was in her late teens. I think it was like a kids show type thing. But I can't remember it very well, and I've only seen it on VHS once when we moved house the first time, because they found the tape and I was like, I'm going to watch this, and then it was never found again. I think she burnt it or something.
That's a shame. Maybe. Oh, so something interesting happened. We'll get back to the... Oh, no, this can fit into the topic.
Okay, it can
Expectations fit versus reality.
Yeah.
Someone left a time capsule in the Forge office.
Oh, yeah.
So it came to the 1st of January 2020, and we were handed this box.
By Karen,
said,
the lovely Karen.
Yeah, that said, don't open till 1st of January 2020. It's wrapped up over there. You see it on the desk over there?
Yes, I do.
That blue thing. And it was serene wrapped. That's very American. Cling film.
Yeah, there we go.
All around the outside.
Serene is even weirder. It's Saran in America.
It doesn't sound like a word if you say it like Serene.
It was like duct taped all the way around. We were like, oh my goodness, this is going to be incredible. Like, imagine that. Like, imagine being handed something from 20 years ago.
When it was from?
Yeah, so it was from the millennium.
Oh.
Yeah, year 2000. We had like, it was like Top of the Pops magazine dated year 2000.
So,
it was great.
So we were hyped. We were hyped.
Yeah.
Even Alex, like, we were like, Alex, you need to film this because it's going to be the best thing that's ever happened in the office.
8 minutes worth of footage that we
opened it. There was a VHS in it. who can play a VHS? No one.
Wait, so you haven't actually watched it?
Ben, I can. I've got a VHS.
Well, all right. Well, have you watched it?
No.
So no one's watched the video.
Point.
It had some
not
of the,
proven.
It had some of the kids' materials from what we were doing at the time. Yeah. The Top of the Pops magazine.
That was actually quite fun, though. I got to see, you know, you got to see stuff going on back in
the
day.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but if you were expecting, like, quite a lot, and you just
get one
little video.
I was expecting at least 60 grand in there.
Why?
60 grand?
No wonder you were
disappointed. In the year 2000, 60 grand would have been, like, 1.2 million in inflation or whatever.
That's extremely specific.
I don't know. It was just, I don't know what I expected, but it was a bit
disappointing.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm never going to watch Alex's video back on it.
So. Oh, no, I've already deleted it because what are we going to do with it? The time capsule's there anyway. We could just do a reenactment.
Yeah.
But the, what's it called? The question is, though, should we do one now?
A good time capsule.
An
Eden one.
Would anybody care?
In 20 years about Eden.
Yeah.
20 years. The millennials
of
Eden.
Your one fan will still be here listening.
Yeah, millennials will be boomers by then. Basically.
I don't know. Yeah. Don't even know what millennial flipping is anymore. Everyone keeps changing the ball.
They do.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, it's 18 to 35. Yeah, that was true, like, what, 10 years ago?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's absolutely flipping ridiculous, if you ask me. But Alex, expectation versus reality.
I don't know. I was trying to think, like, mostly the thing that comes to mind is just, like, I want to go see this film. It's going to be the best thing ever.
Oh, man.
And then you do that, but...
What's the most disappointing film you've ever seen?
Oh, most
Suicide Squad?
That was pretty disappointing. Yeah, that was really disappointing. Most disappointing
Batman
film,
vs. Superman?
Joker was pretty, was genuinely disappointing.
Oh, people have loved that.
I've heard it's good. I don't watch any like superhero movies, so like I don't know like, any of them.
You might like it then, because I think the problem I had was that it didn't feel like a... It felt like a normal crime film or psycho kind of thriller.
It was a good film, but it didn't fit into...
No, it wasn't.
It's a bit
like
how I feel about Solo.
It felt a bit like it didn't have an idea. It was... I'm not going to get into it, but it didn't have like an identity, and also it didn't feel like the Joker and all that stuff. So that, I think that was the main thing.
Looked like the Joker.
It did look a bit like the Joker, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know about like expectation versus reality. I think we were going to discuss this at some point in a podcast anyway. But I think the biggest one and the kind of biggest existential one is always kind of adulthood in general.
Right.
What the expectation and what you look up to and what you expect, and more importantly, what you see from others who are older than you. So what you think of as like, for example, when you're like 16. And you hear about what people make in a year when they're adults.
Yeah.
You think like,
oh
flipping it, crazy, like 30 grand a year or like even like 20 grand a year. You know, I'm gonna be living large and all that stuff. I'm going to buy a Lamborghini. But for the most part...
It's like over £1,000 a month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And more importantly, like my brain got tricked into this one. I think when I was like 16, 17, thinking like over £1,000 a month, I could save £1,000 a month. I could save up and buy this thing.
Yeah,
then you
forget...
Actually, that is there for you to use and to live.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably the biggest kind of, you know, if you're listening to the podcast and you're young, just remember that actually money is there for you to live and be alive, not to buy Lamborghinis. So that's what you know. That's what
I
the
remember
expectation
that
should be
happening. In fact, I remember a conversation with my mum where I was like,
"Yeah,
come on, I love my paper round. I'm just going to keep my paper round forever, even when I've got a real job, because then I'll just have loads of extra money."
Yeah.
Because I was like minted with my paper round, like which I...
You feel like it at first though, don't you?
Yeah. How's that setting as you've just got into full-time work?
Yeah. So like the last place I worked, I worked at Card Factory last Christmas.
Yeah.
Just like as a seasonal salesperson.
I love Card Factory because... Every time I go in there, something's kicking off. In Stowmarket, there's always something kicking off. And my favourite thing is when, like, the card machines were broken and people were, like, losing their minds. And I was just like... And this one guy was just like, he wanted to pay for his 99p card on credit card or whatever it is. I'm like, you must have a pound on you or something like that. And, yeah, he was just losing his mind. Anyway, off subject. What do you say?
Yeah. I just remember getting paid after, like, a month of being there. And I was only part-time, but... I got like 400 quid.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was like, wow. Yeah. I've got £400 all to myself.
And how quickly did you spend it?
Oh, I'm probably quite quickly because it was Christmas time. So I bought everyone Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that seemed like so much. And then I got this job full time and I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to get, if I do like my, like the hours that I'm like predicted to get and my like wage I'm getting. And it's just like £1,000 a month I'm going to get.
Yeah.
12 grand a year. Like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's a new guitar every month.
Yeah.
And it just seems like now I get no, I have no money ever.
It's crazy.
It seems like I don't even spend the money. It's like, I just never wouldn't have say, it.
Well, you don't have a car or anything, do you? Maybe.
No.
That's a good question, actually. Where does your money go?
I can
go?
Give you a lift home if you need, by the way.
Thank you.
After this. Me and Wade live near each other.
Okay, good.
Just sorting that out. We probably could have done that off air, but
I love it when Ben does that. Like Ben often, like in the
forgets
last couple of podcasts,
recording.
He forgets that I don't have a mic and he'll ask me questions and expect me to answer.
No, I like that because it makes Alex squirm.
Why?
Like, oh. People like not hearing from you, but hearing from you.
So where does your money go each month if you're not like if you haven't got a car, if you're not, you know, buying a mansion?
Oh, I've got like a separate savings account. So I kind of chuck like money in there and forget about it. So, and that's why it seems like I never
have
any
investing.
Money.
So you're being a smart, young boy.
Yes.
And you're investing.
Don't mean to brag, but yeah.
You've got driving lessons. That's more expensive to drive.
Oh, you flipping egg. Yeah. What's it like now? Because like 10 years ago, if not longer, like 10, 15 years ago, for me, it was extortionate.
I just took two driving lessons.
Right.
That's all it is.
Explains a lot.
Fair enough. Yeah, but you lived in Essex, so you probably ran a minicab company when you were 16.
You know what Ben tells me? We were in the car. We're on the like motorway.
Don't say this online.
No, I want to know.
Don't say this online.
Cut it if you want, but I thought it was funny.
You said, what did you say? What did
he
you
just
say?
Goes, oh, don't use this for your test, but once you pass, just remember that anything under 80 isn't speeding.
I was actually having this conversation with Alex earlier.
Were you?
I've done a complete U-turn on that theory.
Yeah, because you got caught speeding at 80.
When?
Relatively recently.
Okay.
That's amazing.
80 is speeding.
I genuinely thought when you said don't say that on the podcast, I genuinely thought Ben just went, oh mate, can you grab the wheel?
And like, no, no, no. No, I thought you were gonna say
he
something
did do
else
that,
which
though.
Is bad.
Yeah. You did.
No, that I can't. No, we shouldn't go into this podcast because your mum will never ever let me near you again, like my driving.
Times have changed because I remember in like the late 90s my dad was like, I don't know if you still do this, but like my dad would push the seat all the way back and he'd sit and do like the pedals, and I'd stand up in front of him and steer the car.
Like, my dad did
to park
that
the car.
Really?
But mine, it was in South Africa, so it was okay.
Mm.
Fair enough. No, I thought you were going to talk about the time where it was really late at night and I took you the wrong way around every roundabout just to confuse you.
Well, you didn't confuse me. I completely
that's
knew.
Really bad.
Oh, it's like turn right at every roundabout.
Of course I knew, but it was just, it was quiet, it was okay.
What is going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm
what I sound
confused.
Like.
Confused.
What? Is going on here?
That was just really posh.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
I can't do it.
This is my South African accent.
Yes.
You know, me and Wade have got another story as well where he's actually screwed me over. It's like his dad comes help me out.
Yeah.
In the Forge,
I already know what
in
you're
the Forge
say.
Studio, right?
Yeah.
And because the electrics kept going everywhere.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
And Wade's dad's like very talented, sparky electrician, right?
Talented.
And he sorted it all out for us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did a cracking job.
Gifted, man.
He said, the problem was, I found four dead mice. Four dead mice. I said, I'm so glad you were there, because that would have freaked me out.
Really?
Massively said, don't worry, I've got rid of them. He put them on a napkin in the bin under my desk.
Amazing.
I screamed like a girl when I came in.
Do you not like that kind of thing?
What? Do I like dead mice?
No, but are you squeamish about it, is what I mean.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Why would I like that?
I remember years ago, I think it might have been Matt Levitt, he came into the office and Kids Church, for one of the holiday clubs, they were doing like medieval themes. So Sam Walker at the time, was our kids worker, had a, like, it wasn't like a real sword, but it was made of metal and it was heavy. And what had happened is Matt had seen a mouse, picked up the sword and chopped its head off, like, in that moment. And then he brought it in.
What?
Wait, yeah, exactly. A live mouse?
Yeah, live mouse. He saw it and he just like, no, and just went like that. And no. And he cut the head off and the head was just resting. He brought it in, it was just resting on the sword front or wherever it is. And yeah. I just found it hilarious, but I could imagine you would have lost your mind.
Weird.
It is so weird, yeah.
Bit, you know, Duncan always told a story, didn't he, of like how he met Steve for the first time and they were talking about Duncan coming over here. Steve, our senior leader at the Forge.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like the cat brought a pigeon in or something, but it wasn't quite dead. And Steve was like, oh, sorry, Dunk, I've got to deal with this. Just got a shotgun and shot the pigeon to put it out of its misery. No. It was like, Dunk was just like totally like, wow, I'm in the countryside now sort of thing. All you Suffolk lot are so weird. That's not a normal thing to do.
First of all, you said, all you Suffolk lot. You're looking at me and Wade. We've established none of us.
We are saying, as a collective.
To our listeners.
Yeah. You are all weird.
Yeah, you're all weird, yeah.
Other than our 1% South African audience who... Mm. We do love.
Expectations versus reality. Me moving here, I didn't realize, like, I don't know about the reality of the situation, but people thought I was a townie when I moved here. And I came from Devon, right? And I, yeah.
What part of Cornwall's that?
So when I came here, I didn't know what bird scarers were.
Oh, what, you know, the bangs?
Yeah, the bangs.
Mate, I've only just got used to that. What are the bangs?
Yeah, they scare birds.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Mate, like, you pretended to get shot on Sunday by one.
Did I?
That big bang, yeah.
You fell to the floor pretending you'd been shot.
Are you sure?
When we were debriefing on Sunday after the worship.
Wade doesn't remember.
No,
they are these things that they put in fields to scare birds. On Sunday. And they're like these mini explosions.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Yeah. And I heard them go off and I was like, what was that? And I was like, what do you mean, what was that? And they kind of brushed over it. I was with a group of people, they kind of brushed over it. And then it happened again. I went, seriously, what is that? And they were like, how do you not know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, you townie, you. And I'm like, no.
Like, mate, I actually, like, be a bit more serious.
Yeah.
Expectation versus reality. I thought it would take me ages to adjust to life up here.
Because
it is a lot slower and more chilled and... takes you 40 minutes to get anywhere.
Yeah, that was a big adjustment.
Even though it's like, 10 miles takes 40 minutes because you've got tractor time.
Yep.
All of that stuff.
I have to, every
but
time I
adjusted
go in,
so quickly. I love it.
Yeah, no, I like it up here.
Love
it.
You like staying in traffic? Stuck behind a tractor?
I like the pace of life.
For me, it was the big open Everyone's spaces. Kind. So like, I grew up in a town called Dawlish, and Dawlish is very...
That sounds Middle Earth, doesn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah.
Dawlish.
It's actually a character in Harry Potter, because J.K. Rowling named it after that town. Anyway, not the point. It's
That's
kind of
cool
built,
not a main character.
It's I like kind Harry of built Potter,
in,
so
It's built in a valley, right? So it's built in this kind of like weird little valley going right down to the beach.
In the valley.
And so the problem is everybody is just like, I don't know how they built this town up, but it felt like they just wanted to cram everything in the little crevice in the valley.
Yeah, yeah.
And it means just everything is just so crammed together and it's horrible. Hate driving there. So many hills as well, that's always a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get here and it's like flat and it's big.
And like,
big
the air out here is different.
I haven't noticed that, but yeah, fair enough. But you grew up in Colchester where, you know, but it's mostly vaping, isn't it?
Is why Wade lives here. He could live in South Africa.
South Africa is a, you know, is a tumultuous place sometimes, you know.
Can be, yeah. I've seen 3 dead bodies.
That's probably the best quote of the podcast.
It takes me a lot to be silenced.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into that anymore? Is that
traumatic? Or is that traumatic? Is it like an episode of The Simpsons?
No. The first time I was coming home from school. I was like 14. Dad picked me up from school. Saw a dead body on the side of the road.
Oof.
Other one was we were leaving like somewhere and then we ran over someone's body. Like, we don't know. Well, we assume it's a body, but because there's like a, but we didn't stop because you shouldn't. There's like a whole thing there that people like lie on the road. If they, and then you, if you hit them, they'll get their like friends and that to come out and mug you and steal your car. And then the other time was, this could have happened anyway. It was just a motorcyclist, but
so
it's kind of not a big deal there, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm into Stone Market life now. Yeah, it's like when your dad like sends pictures and that of. It's like beautiful blue skies. It's does like nice. The beach, Table Mountain.
Yeah,
That's terrifying. Honestly, we were talking about like how traumatized Ben was about the mouse and the sword story. Like his face now is just another level.
Oh dear.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, no. We're glad to have you here. What were your expectations of coming back here? What was
the this time around?
Yeah,
quite different to reality, honestly.
Go on.
Getting a bit more serious.
Go on.
Like, just, I was kind of expected to come back and everything be like how it used to be when I was 13. I know it's not a big difference, 13, 16.
So did you like keep your mates?
Well, that's kind of what I expected. Like, I was chatting to them, you know, online and Facebook and everything and just saying, oh, I'm moving back to Stowe Market. We should catch up and that, and I really thought it would just go back to how it like used to be.
Yeah.
But just came back. I kind of met up with a few, but it was just like once, and then oh great, we'll see each other again soon, and just didn't see them again ever. Happen.
You didn't slot back into.
No, I had to just like find new people really.
Yeah.
Because like I didn't go back to school because I was on a different curriculum. So I had to stay.
Oh, so you're homeschooled.
Yeah, and I didn't have a tutor or anything. So I was literally by myself all day, did not study at all.
Mate, honestly, you've any such a good kid for someone that like didn't have that.
Totally. Although you did go, you know, full pink hair.
Red hair.
It was pink, wasn't it?
Excuse me for washing my hair.
Forgiven.
But yeah.
No, man, like, you're such a great guy for that is, like, a bit of a hermit.
Had such a hard life.
No, but you could have turned into, like, really, like, a recluse, I guess. But you're so, like, you're not even socially awkward or anything.
No, I think it's the whole, because I, like, I mean, I've moved around a lot, haven't I?
Yeah.
In South Africa, we moved three times from three different cities, and then, like, moved to Switzerland for a few months before coming back to the UK. And it's just like,
I do fancy a bit of Switzerland.
It was quite Switzerland nice. Really beautiful. Efficient.
Yeah, I could
really
imagine.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like you have to meet so many people in so many different type of cultures. That's just like eventually you just get used to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And then you can just talk to anyone. So that's why I think I'm kind of a.
And what are your
expectations
of coming back to church?
It was just like last time I was here, I was in 242. And
yeah, the youth congregation.
Yeah. So it was.
Now known as Motion.
Is that the theme tune or the
that's
the
just
sting?
Motion.
Okay.
That's sticking.
Tim, if you're listening, sample that.
Motion.
There we go.
Brilliant. Yeah, so I was kind of, I don't know, I was thinking maybe I'll come back to 242, but then I didn't. I just came with mom to church and it was just like, came to the adult service and just kind of was coming because it was Sunday and you go to church on Sundays.
Yeah.
But then like
we met.
Yeah, we met. And then I was just like, oh, band for me.
Yeah, man.
I think it's really important as well. And again, not to kind of not offend anybody, but like the transition between youth and like adult service can be really difficult for some people. And so to be able to just kind of jump in head first and to have a good time with it like you have.
Yeah.
It's really
the best
valuable.
Way to do that, if you're struggling with that, by the way.
Yeah.
And listeners.
Join the band.
No, is to serve.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That is a good shout.
If you find your serving team, man.
Yeah.
Like Eden will have you.
Like, yeah, we'll have you. Yeah.
like you can do anything. Like if you know how to work Instagram.
Yeah.
Like you can join a serving team.
Definitely.
If you know how to click left and right on a computer, you can make the words come up on a Sunday.
Come be part of the podcast. We have no vacancies, but we could probably find something for you to do.
Well, we need guests.
So yeah, we need guests.
Our guests are rubbish.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awkward. No. Yeah, no, it's good. And then the expectation. I think my expectation versus reality has been interesting, like for working for a church.
Yeah.
Like the expectation, I think, would be I suddenly have less sin in my life and become a lot more holy.
Yeah.
But the reality is you are literally exactly the same person.
Mm.
I actually say, oh, this is a bit personal. Don't know why I've gone here, but I have. I think my relationship with God now is worse that I work for a church.
That's interesting. And that's not the first time I've heard that from from somebody who's worked for a church.
Everything becomes work.
Mm. And I had the kind of the same experience where you have this assumption that you don't have to work at it. You don't have to work at your faith because it's just there every day and you naturally absorb it.
Is it a bit photos? Like you don't just take photos for fun anymore?
That was actually an issue for a long time. Yeah. So I used to do corporate shoots.
Yeah.
And then I ended up just kind of filtering it out of my workflow. And when clients would ask me, I'd only ever do it if it was part of a wider project, like if I was filming a video for them as well. And now I've started to take it up again a little bit in the corporate sector. And it's a lot more enjoyable because I took that kind of a 3-year break just to kind of have fun with it.
You won't take your cameras on holiday.
I am this time, but that's because I'm going to go see family. But often, no, like my honeymoon, I took a Polaroid, but I didn't take any proper cameras.
It's just funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think like that's what you do now.
Yeah. And some people do. So there are like famous cinematographers who like on Instagram, you'll see like their entire holiday because that's just what they love to do. They love to just take 3 or 4 cameras on holiday with them because that's their massive passion. And I think I massively respect that, and it shows that you in some ways care more than I do. But I can't find headspace if I'm thinking about capturing the moment in that way. And that's why iPhones, like a lot of people in my career, in my kind of line of work, might be a bit snooty about film shooting everything on an iPhone. They might be like, oh, why don't you use a proper camera? You have a proper camera, take it with you. But for me, it's just the fact that actually it's kind of the exact opposite to normal people. I find it actually really like freeing just to pull out my phone, just snap a couple of pictures and put it back down again. Whereas normal people might find that really absorbing as well.
Yeah, I just struggle. Like every concert I go to, every sermon that I listen to, every time I get my guitar out, it's like, does this work in church? Would this work in church? Yeah. Should I do this? Da, 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 da. Mm. And like, it becomes like that, like with your Bible reading and your prayer and all of a sudden, like there's just, not that even work is a bad thing.
No.
But it's like your faith just isn't that nice little, not that it was a bit on the side because it was all encompassing, but
Well,
I don't know. It's hard to describe, really. Like, I don't know. Wait, do you like eat burgers?
Do I eat burgers?
I can imagine there's going to be a point in your career, depending on how long you work for McDonald's, like there must be a point where you just get sick of the sight of it. And you no longer, like I can imagine the first couple months you work there, it's like, great, I probably get a discount, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You're like, great, I can eat this every...
50%.
Oh, amazing. You can like eat this for lunch, it's great, and I don't have to feel bad about it.
And we will stop.
But I can imagine there must be a point where you're like, no, I'm going to go anywhere else but here to get lunch, or I'm going to bring a packed lunch or something.
KFC. Did you ever go... No. Can't say
no, because we went to a concert recently. Yeah. Me and Wade did. And it was a choice between Burger King, KFC and McDonald's. And we went to McDonald's.
Loyalty.
But he didn't apply his discount for us.
Oh, why?
Because you can't use that at the machines. You can only use it if you go up the front. And it was packed.
Fair enough.
I would have waited.
This McDonald's is like the sake of a couple of quid. If you were eating
you should have seen what we ordered.
It was not cheap.
A friend of mine used to work in Domino's. And they used to say, if you go to any other fast food restaurant, you have to cover up because you're not allowed to wear your like logo in there.
It's like that at
McDonald's.
That makes sense.
On our breaks and that, we like have to take your hat off and have to put like a hoodie on or something.
Yeah. Although, so one more on expectation versus reality, and it's about McDonald's. I think not people sponsored. Expect McDonald's to be grimy and bad quality.
Yeah.
But from everything you say, it's like, actually, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not good for you.
It's fried, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm. But that's anywhere.
But the fries are clean.
Yeah, because I clean them every day. What a job that is.
We appreciate it.
We do.
Every time we go through the drive-thru, I'll be thinking, this is only non-diseased because of work.
But yeah.
So that's exceeded expectations.
Mm.
I was expecting to learn like some really like dark secrets behind, like, this is what goes into this. And,
yeah, people spit in your quarter pounder.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, mice burgers or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's actually not chicken nuggets. It's mice head from Matt Levitt's sword.
Have you heard about that? Like people saying, oh, we found beaks and chicken feet and stuff. It's just like from now, from seeing how everything's done behind the scenes, it's like there's no chance that would have ever happened, actually. No chance, like, let alone cooking it. If that did happen, like it was in the packet to cook, there's no chance they would have not noticed that and served it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's like at least 3 or 4 people will see that food before it's sent out to a customer. Mm. So
McDonald's is good.
Have you ever watched The Founder?
No, what's that?
It's the Michael Keaton film that came out a couple of years ago about the creation of McDonald's. And that's quite interesting.
I've seen Super Size Me.
That's a very good film, yeah. Although too bad the director's now a pervert or something.
What? Don't do this to me again.
No, okay.
End the podcast. Because you do this to me, you'll like drop a fact on me and I'll just be like, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
He also directed the One Direction movie.
Not seen it.
Yeah, it's very good. The One Direction movie. Pretty good. Anyway, expectations versus reality. The One Direction movie. I thought it was going to be terrible. It's actually pretty good.
Great.
That's good. Yeah.
Wade, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was the Eden Gathering podcast. How do you feel about expectation versus reality on the podcast?
I've enjoyed it. It's been a solid hour.
Has it been an hour?
It's not been an hour.
Nearly.
It's been like 45 minutes.
Okay.
I did stop for a wee.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that is a very good point.
All right. So. Well, it has been a good 45 minutes.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed your company. Alex, I've enjoyed yours. Although I always enjoy your company, I've enjoyed it through a microphone.
I've enjoyed
He always says that in public, and then behind the scenes, he's like really mean to me. No, joking.
Oh, I hope I'm not.
I've enjoyed having a visual rather than just having you two whisper in my ears.
Oh, no.
I was about to say the expectation must be very, and reality must be very disappointing. Visually,
yeah,
we would like to film it one day, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we'd love to. But at the moment, okay, let's set the scene. We are surrounded by mostly junk,
and
one nice plant, which I try and get in frame
is
every
time
I take a. No, it's not real.
Oh,
we can't, it's alive. We can't take care of anything living, but we have got celebrations, which is
and quality stress.
No, but none of the good ones are left.
What? Yeah,
they're left over from Christmas. There's none of the good ones left.
I have to say though, shout out to the Forge staff team, the rest of the Forge staff team, a little bit more self control because often gone in a day, like easily.
I don't know. Did you see M. Hannah's text today?
What did she say?
I mean, I'm totally throwing her under the bus, but she's part of Eden, isn't it? Well, she runs it, so she's more than part of it. But where's my phone? Because I reckon she had seven.
Seven what?
Mate, let's have a look at that text she sent.
Yeah.
Right.
Right after this break.
You left me alone in the office with chocolates and no sense of control or accountability. I'm going to now count out loud the wrappers. Yeah. That I can see that she's chosen to put in the picture.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I can see 14 rappers.
Oh, M. We do love you. We do love you lots.
The skinniest person at the Forge. So irritating.
I've had 5 today, to be fair. So that's, yes.
What ones have you had, though?
I had... this is great content. I've had 2 Mars bars, a Snickers, and then 2 Galaxy caramels.
Okay,
so
that's not too bad.
That was kind of the best of the bunch.
You had a Galaxy McFlurry for breakfast.
Yeah.
So how can you be judging?
I'm not. I just said it was a good choice.
I listened to the. Well, I made the Eden Gathering Best of podcast.
Yes, you did a number of weeks.
You
introed it beautifully.
Thank you very much. And it took me only 11 takes.
So you have to do it, and you have to pretend to be really energetic, don't you?
Even every time I was alone in my house, and I'm like, I have to be so energetic, and I'm so glad no one can see me. But I was inspired by it wasn't a clip that was in the best of, but it was one that I took out. It was Matt Levitt talking about what he has for breakfast.
Yes,
and Matt Levitt, he just takes whatever's there, and I think that's really inspiring because often we can be really picky, especially me. I can be really picky, I'm like, oh, that's not actual breakfast food, or you know, I can't have that this morning.
He'll
or whatever.
Say like tin of mac and cheese,
yeah,
and a beef and steak pie.
Yeah, something like that.
Beef and steak?
Beef and steak pie. Roast beef.
It's food though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's food. And that's the excuse I make for myself a lot of the time. And I'm not saying eat a McFlurry for breakfast every day.
Can we stop judging me on this?
But I'm saying maybe don't pigeonhole yourself into eating just one thing for breakfast.
Wow, this is deep.
To be fair, it was a McFlurry and a flatbread.
A flatbread.
Oh, you could dip the flatbread in the flurry.
That's disgusting.
Flatbread that flurry. Grim.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, well played music then.
I think if you want to not enjoy really. It with hands.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, you can't eat it with a knife and fork. Well, to be fair, I think eating KFC with a knife and fork is probably a bit weird.
Illegal.
I love those. Should be. I love those little freshen ups.
The wipes.
KFC. Yeah, man.
They started doing them at McDonald's for a little bit.